There's growing fallout over the U.S. Open women's final, in which the umpire fined Serena Williams for 3 code violations. Williams accused the umpire, Carlos Ramos, of treating her differently because she's a woman. Now, tennis fans and others say racism is at play, too. Toby Ordain has been thinking about all this since the Open last weekend. She's a writer based in London and joins us now. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You say this is not just about sexism. There's an element, a threat of racism here, that this is about how society responds to or manipulates black female anger. How so?
Yeah, I think a lot of us are familiar with the term misogyny noir. This combined discrimination of racism and sexism, and at the heart of misogyny noir, because it only affects black women, is a caricature of the angry black woman. The black women, when they show emotions, they're obviously angry, and it dehumanizes us and it stops us showing emotion. So when Serena felt she was being treated unfairly and she showed her anger towards the reaction of the insinuation that she was a cheater, I think people try to reduce it as, oh, it's just another angry black woman, or they were appalled that a black woman could show such emotion in such a public way. And I think that has been part of the backlash, as we've seen when it's been discussed on certain platforms, publications, and even when people have drawn their interpretation of how the series of events that happened in the US Open unfolded.
Right. I mean, we think about John McEnroe, who, yes, was censured from time to time for his anger, but he drew on it. It was part of his popularity.
Yeah. And we know that anytime, we've seen it before, even when Michelle Obama had emotions, you know, people who didn't politically agree with her or her husband's beliefs reduced her opinions to being an angry black woman, to silence her. This is not just in sport. This is just common to the experience of black women across the world.
You mentioned the images, some of the cartoons that have come out after this. There was one in an Australian tabloid, the Herald Sun. It's gone viral. It depicts Serena Williams drawn with all these exaggerated features, clearly a racist bend here. How did you respond to that?
I think there was 2 emotions. It was one of disgust, but I wasn't surprised. And I think it was disgust that it was allowed to get past editors, but not surprised because, again, it's kind of a black woman who is, it was kind of like they didn't want, a black woman should know her place. But I think the thing that we have to also realise was how Naomi Osaka was also drawn. She's half Haitian, half Japanese, but yet she was drawn as a white girl. And I think that's really important to remember, that you had someone who was seen as heroic and good and within her place, because she didn't show, well, she had no reason to be upset apart from the ending of the match. And she had blonde hair and it was straight. And yes, we know she has blonde tips in her hair, but that looks nothing like her. She was completely whitewashed.
Is this opening up something new in tennis and in sports right now?
Yeah, I think we need to have a I think we need to understand that black women and their talents, especially in sports, are treated with suspicion. Venus was also accused of cheating by Carlos Ramos. And the bigger picture is we have to remember that Serena is constantly drug tested, even though she's never been found positive of drugs. Her talent is treated with suspicion. And I think we need to understand how differently she's treated to her white counterparts.
And what the roots are of that. Toby Ordain, a London-based writer, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate
it. Thank you.